You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode number 17 of Irk FM. Irk FM is a weekly music show where the music comes down the pipe and into your computer at the end of each week. At the moment, as you're hearing this, I am currently in the United States, so this particular show is pre-recorded and will be pre-recorded until I return to Australia in early June. However, that means that you will still be getting music down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week, regardless of where I am in the United States, Canada, or even Mexico. So that is quite cool. Today is episode 17 of Irk FM, and we're going to mix it up a little bit. As usual, we thank our music partners, Aerial Publicity, IODA Promonet, MusicSubmit.com and the PodSafe Music Network for all the music, and we thank the artists and the promo agents as well for all their help and support, because without them we wouldn't have Irk FM. Don't forget to check out all my shows and follow me in close to real time in the United States by going to channelirk.com. Follow IrkPod and Echo Romeo Kilo to find out what I'm doing on a real-time basis and not several weeks prior when I'm in Australia recording this. Of course, we have a lot of music for you, so let's get straight into it. Returning to Irk FM is Italian band Alchemy with their song The Twilight Zone. I'm sure you'll enjoy this one.
Welcome to the twilight zone. twilight zone.
Oh yeah, that rocks. That was Alchemy there with the Twilight Zone, and you wouldn't believe it, but that particular band is from Milan in Italy, and we've played them before on Irk FM a few weeks ago, and we'll be more than happy to have them back again. Who knows, maybe singing something in Italian for me, I don't know. I've got to say, I am a fan of accents, particularly female accents, and sometimes when I hear people talking in other languages other than English, it's amazing, because they could be telling me in their language that the plane is about to crash, and I'm like, la 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 la, oh that's really nice, even though they're about to tell me the plane's going to crash or something equally as bad as that, who knows. But Alchemy, they definitely rock, and we'll definitely have them back on Irk FM. Don't forget to check out their website and the website of all the other artists by going to the Irk FM website, irkfm.com. Click on the link on the show notes and you can go directly to the band's websites, find out what they're doing, listen to their music, find out how to buy their music, find out tour information and a lot more. Let's go from one side of the Atlantic to the other, although we're zipping all around the world on this particular episode. This is Atomic Tom with Red Light Warning. Warning, warning, Danger Will Robinson. You're listening to Irk FM, episode 17.
Masquerade, she tastes like Chardonnay. Now the party's over, she says, boy, come over. Misbehave, and don't stop teasing me. While you're analyzing, I'll be fantasizing.
To a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
it, then we'll talk about it. Now we've got no place to hide. Louisiana to the border, she's a dirty liar. Hold each other just as funny as I. Hold each other down. Hold each other down.
That was Light Up the Sky by Black Boone Child. That song was rather cool. And before that, we heard Atomic Tom with their song Red Light Warning Sign. Now, Atomic Tom come from Brooklyn in New York, where a lot of our artists seem to come from. And they rock. They have Luke on vocals, Eric on guitars. Hey, there's another Eric, how cool, because we have another artist called Eric apart from me, Eric the host, as well, so that's quite cool. We have Philip on bass and Tobias on drums, and and Atomic Tom Rock. Their influences include Hardfire Rooney, the Dandy Warhols, The Cure, The Killers, Franz Ferdinand. Oh, there's a band I haven't heard from for a while, Franz Ferdinand, VHS or Beta. I wonder if that was a short-lived band, I don't know. The National Liars and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and a lot more. They sound like The Cure, The Killers, Franz Ferdinand, and they sound rather cool. MTV News said, quote, Atomic Tom frontman Luke White likes to refer to their performance as Melting Faces rock shows. White shows translate well into deep melodic strums that have steady simple bass lines, highlighting White's thick vocal style, and I'm sure you will agree on that particular account based on that song. And we also heard from Black Boone Child with their song Light Up the Sky. And that was cool as well. They have a wide range of influences, including Led Zeppelin, Nine Inch Nails, Muddy Waters, and a lot more. Old Fleetwood Mac, in brackets, the good kind, according to their MySpace page. And in May, they have a few gigs coming up in Texas, especially towards the end of the month. There's a couple to be confirmed in Arizona and California. However, they also are touring in June as well. As usual, check the websites via irkfm.com for more information as the dates get closer. Black Bane Child hail from Austin, Texas. Black Bane Child is a creation like no other. In a world of music hybrids, members Donnie James and Kenneth M are offering a new insight into the world of blending the old with the new. Between an exciting fresh take on slide guitar and driving distorted bass lines, this energetic and rhythmically based rock is sure to keep the dance floors packed and listeners hanging on to every note. And that sounds cool. And their debut album, Black Band Child, should be out right now at the usual outlets, including iTunes, Amazon, etc., etc. You're listening to episode number 17 of ERK FM.
In the Seventh Son podcast novel trilogy, author J.C. Hutchins sent you underground to a secret human cloning factory. You clawed your way to the surface. You survived. Prepare to head into hell again. Welcome to Brinkville Psychiatric Hospital, the setting for Hutchins' next novel, the supernatural thriller, Personal Effects, Dark Art. It's a rotten place with a bloody history. 9 stories of howling madness, built inside an abandoned brownstone quarry. Locals call it the Brink. And now, J.C. Hutchins and creator Jordan Weissman are opening the doors of their bloody creation before the book's June bookstore debut. But you're not getting a guided tour of the Brink. You're being committed. Become a part of publishing history by admitting yourself to the Brink and becoming a patient of art therapist Zach Taylor. Inject yourself into the personal effects universe. Create a patient profile. Receive your admittance papers. Contribute artwork. And earn the insanely cool privilege to appear on Brinkvale Psychiatric's official website. Find your first art assignment now at jchutchins.net/thebrink. Fill out your patient paperwork, submit your art, and come back for more assignments. Get creative. Get crazy. Get committed. Go to jchutchins.net/thebrink for more information, or visit jchutchins.net/personal effects to learn more about the book. Coming this June.
Hi, this is B. Kogel, one of the many podcasters that are part of AMP, the Association of Music Podcasting, at musicpodcasting.org. Now, not only is this podcast that you're listening to part of the association, but there are over 50 other podcasts that showcase great Podshape music each week. AMP has members from the US and Canada, through the UK, Portugal, Germany, all the way over to Nepal and even Australia. As you can imagine, the music each podcaster plays is as varied as our locations. We got blues, indie rock, jazz, reggae, folk, metal. We have all the genres. A truly eclectic mix of music to satisfy every musical ear. Every Monday we produce AMPT, a weekly digest of the best of the best tracks played by our podcasters. Every week there's a new host, and for them, as well as you, it's a musical journey of discovery. Find out how to subscribe at musicpodcasting.org.
we said we were going to mix things up on this particular episode of IRC FM, and we certainly did that. Returning to another episode of IRC FM, that was the Pimps of Joy Time with their song Street Sound. And you can always be guaranteed of a good time when you listen to the Pimps of Joy Time from Brooklyn in New York City. Now we move on to the Astronauts of Inquidity. You're listening to IRC FM.
The headlines look dark.
making their debut on IRC FM. That was Wendy and Lisa with Niagara Falls. And before that, returning to IRC FM were the Astronauts of Anquidity with their song Dance Until Dawn. As I said on the previous episode of IRC FM, the Astronauts originally started to be an alternative band until they played a mashup song at the end of a set and they saw the audience reaction, and then they decided to move into the type of music that you heard there with their song Dance Until Dawn. Wendy and Lisa are a new band to IRC FM, but definitely not a new band. Their latest album is called White Flags of Winter Chimneys and is currently available exclusively on their website, wendyandlisa.com, with unreleased bonus tracks that will be followed by CD and limited edition vinyl releases. So, who knows? I never knew that people were still putting out vinyl, but there you go. The White Flags of Winter Chimneys is Wendy and Lisa's first album since their Girl Brothers album in 1998. The album is self-produced and self-released and is a kaleidoscope of song compositions with influences ranging from trance to electronica to 70s funk and straight up rock and roll. Wendy and Lisa are continuing their music career in relation to television as well. They are in their third season of scoring for the NBC hit Heroes. They also do the score, or in other words, the music underneath, the sound effects and all that sort of thing, the incidental music on the upcoming Virtuality on Fox and Nurse Jackie on Showtime. They've been together for quite a long time. They came together in the early 1980s as part of Prince's Revolution. Remember Prince, the guy who at one stage was known as Symbol? And Wendy and Lisa were two of Prince's most trusted collaborators and partners. They went out on their own in 1986, and they released an album called Wendy and Lisa in 1987, Fruit at the Bottom in 1989, Eroica in 1990, and Girl Brothers in 1998, and now their new one, White Flags of Winter Chimneys. So that is quite cool as well. I told you we'd mix it up a bit on IRC FM episode 17, and we've certainly have done that so far.
The land of Cairn. It is a world where gods can choose to live mortal lives, to directly affect events in the world, and often do. The river of magic is rising. Monsters are moving into Cairn through tears in the fabric. The dead are escaping Callan's abyss. And the children of Aj have returned, just as the prophets foretold. But even as these overarching events play themselves out, a piece of the puzzle falls into place in the seemingly unremarkable town of Avedon Hill. Aramis Cragen, retired Aranic advisor, arrives at Avedon Hill and is asked to investigate the murder of Greta Platt, the Avedon Manor housemistress. But in doing so, Aramis uncovers secrets that threaten Cairn's very foundation. What begins as a search for justice becomes a fight for survival, all in a place where nothing is what it seems. Welcome to the land of Cairn. Welcome to Murder at Avedon Hill, a podcast novel by P.G. Holyfield, featuring some of the great voices of podcasting and podcast fiction.
A perfect place for Greta Platt to escape the troubles of the day. So beautiful, so inspiring. Also a fine place for someone to catch her defenseless and end her life.
Not now, Joris. You chose the wrong time for one of your rants about undead threats rising in Cairn.
There is evil here in Avedon Hill. You can never be sure what will greet you at your door.
Of course it has to be alive. You should have known that, monk.
You promised us the hunter, and you have failed us. You promised us a power beyond our understanding, and again, you have failed us.
You have not seen what I have seen. Events are transpiring that neither you nor I can affect.
Aaron's powers have peaked from under those covers. I hope you both survive long enough to find a use.
Brother of Aaron, look how you've aged. You've spent so much of your life in darkness.
Murder at Avedon Hill by P.G. Holyfield. Sit back and let the mystery unfold. Learn more at pgholyfield.com and patiobooks.com.
Hello?
Right, listen very carefully. I'm going to make this quick. We've got the best of all your British music. And if you ever want to hear it again, go to madeintheukshow.co.uk and follow the instructions. And remember, no coppers if you ever want to hear your music again.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Yeah. Hi, this is Kelly Ritchie, and you're listening to ERK FM.
G'day, I'm Squeak, and I'm listening to ERK FM. You too can enjoy the music from ERK FM by going to www.channelerk.com.
It takes a lot of courage, a particular kind, to learn about living far from your land. But if you stood in my shoes, you'd see your own courage, and that I couldn't do half the things you do. We spend so much time apart, and at the end of the year, in so many ways, we make up the time. Now that I'm a corn-eating, swashbuckling, beer-drinking, community-minded, I'm rooted, we rooted, a naturalized American. Now I'm another, the potential criminal. Of wine and standing heaven still. We're not as tough as we think. We break our walls brick by brick. Oh, say, can you see the mess you're coming?
Start of this episode of ERK FM, we started in Milan in Italy, and that song comes to us from Paris in France. That was Potential Criminal by Clara Bellino, and before that, First Weeks on the Island by Spies for Hire. Now, Clara comes from France, as I said, and she actually does sing songs in both French and English. But that was an English song, of course. I should play one of her songs in French if I can find one. That'd be a rather interesting experiment, and it would go on what I was talking about before of hearing someone talk in a different language and not knowing what they're saying, but it sounds good anyway. She hails from Paris and grew up in a small village of the French Alps. And Clara blends heartfelt rhythms, magical lyrics, and unimaginable emotions into a rare mixture of solid American songs with a unfettered sense of humour and a European sense of what is amusing. She writes on her website that Americans probably remain puzzled by her songs in French, but are still moved by the rhythms and the performance. There's no single word that describes her songs. It's a mixture of thoroughly requited love and at odd times real aggression, but with a sense of humour that never fades. And so that's cool. She actually played... at the Olympics in her hometown in Albertville, France. And she's played in San Francisco, and she spent the majority of the 1990s entertaining live audiences at the Great American Music Hall. And she's commonly in the San Francisco area. Oh, she's done quite a lot of work there. And of course, you can read all about all of the different artists by going to irkfm.com and clicking on the link of the individual artists. The previous song that you heard was from Spies for Hire, also making their debut on Irk FM with their song First Weeks on the Island. And Spy for Hire came together in the year 2000. We've borrowed musical equipment, and they come from the small industrial town of Columbus in Georgia. They don't like the current way that the music industry is going with things like American Idol, and say they want to play real music, and they certainly do play real music for that. They're a throwback to alternative music when it actually meant a musical alternative to mainstream. And I definitely concur with that one. That was a cool song, and hopefully we'll feature them soon again on Irk FM. Now we go to our final artist of this particular episode of Irk FM, and I've always got a bit of a soft spot for anyone called Eric. As someone who's had that name for nearly 35 years, I do have to sympathise. Now, my name is spelled E-R-I-C. However, my nickname has been for many years Erk, E-R-K. But I still occasionally get the other way of spelling Eric, or they get confused between Erk and Eric and spell it E-R-I-K, as this particular artist does. But his nickname is Esky, E-S-K-I, which is quite cool as well. I've been called many things, but Esky isn't one of them. Eric Scott's debut album is called Other Planets, and that's quite cool. He's had a long career. He's been recording and touring with such artists as Sonia Dada, and Alice Cooper. There's a lot to read on his website, which of course you can go to by clicking on irkfm.com and find out all about Eric's adventures. On next week's episode of Irk FM, we'll be concluding our Americana series, as I am still in the United States. I would love to hear what you are thinking of these shows as I try and vary them, as I pre-record them before I left Australia. You can send me an email, irkpod@gmail.com, or leave a comment on the show notes at irkfm.com. If you would like to catch up with me, what I'm doing in pretty close to real time, you can go to channelirk.com and follow Echo Romeo Kilo, my outdoor podcast, and also ErkPod. I've got some great, great interviews and other people that I've got lined up there. Who knows what I'm doing by the time you hear this? The best way to find out is to go to ErkPod and Echo Romeo Kilo and hear for yourself. Until next week, I'm Erk, and we conclude this particular episode of Erk FM. I hope you've enjoyed it. And this is Eric Scott with his song Bar Talk. We'll see you next week for another episode of Erk FM. From the computer down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week, regardless of if I am in Chicago or Cambridge Park, good night, Interweb.
There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com. This show is protected by a non-commercial attribution, no derivatives Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.